were to leave, we could still take up 261 and 263.
I would like to do 260 before the mayor leaves.
I think Commissioner Fritz wants to do 260, which I think we can do quickly, okay. And then I'll probably have to leave. I will have to leave, and I think the question is on the OMF presentation on 259, whether you still want to do the presentation, but whether it can wait to be voted on. So I'll let people deliberate about that and call up the team and have Carla read 260.
Amend fee schedule for marijuana policy program to cover cost of administration.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. When the council adopted the new code for the marijuana policy program, we adopted a fee schedule. It is based on a cost recovery model to cover program staff responsible for program administration. The initial fee schedule anticipated a greater number of retail license fees, fees which the program will not collect until the Oregon Liquor Control Commission issues licenses later this year. Teresa Marchetti from the Office of Neighborhood Involvement will explain very briefly why we're asking to amend the fee schedule to reflect the current landscape of marijuana businesses in Portland.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm Teresa Marchetti. I'm the Livability Programs Manager for the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. When Council adopted the fee schedule on September 30th, based on a cost recovery model, the initial projections of number of licenses were really low confidence estimates. We were really operating in the dark. And it was communicated at the time that they would likely need to be adjusted to appropriately reflect the actual license applicants. This field is continuing to evolve. Initially, Council had also efforted to reduce the burden on medical dispensaries at that time. With the passage of Senate Bill 460, medical dispensaries effectively became the retailer market. The retailer licensing fees were counted on to carry the majority of the burden of the cost recovery for this program. We will not be actually issuing any retailer licenses until October of 2016, which is not within this fiscal year. Additionally, the medical dispensaries that are effectively acting as the recreational market are not converting as we had anticipated to the recreational market as quickly. Currently, we only project that about 30% of the medical dispensaries will convert to retailers. The fee schedule that's in front of you reflects the changes that are needed to meet our administrative burdens.
Teresa, we're going to lose the mayor, so I'm not going to ask any lengthy questions, but I have a request that goes beyond today. Given that now the legislature has completed its work and there were some changes in the law, and given that you've had a little bit of time now to test drive some of the things we've done, could we get like a half page or a one page just with an update on what's going on in the street?
Absolutely.
We get a lot of requests from the public about what's going on, and I profess to be a little confused about all the moving pieces. So if you could give us just like a little snapshot, that would be great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, weekly updates, Commissioner Fish, I'll be happy to share them with you.
So thank you.
Okay. Well, that was quick. Any other questions for the team here? Thank you very much. Does anyone want to speak on this item? If not, then let's take a vote, please.
Thank you for your ongoing good work. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Yes, we're going to do 260.